Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Tuesday, December 31st. I'm Ray Graff. We explore artificial intelligence today again with Jim Hendler from RPI. He's the Tetherless World Chair of Computer, Web, and Cognitive Sciences and the founding director of the Future of Computing Institute at RPI. Look, I'll be honest with you. AI is taking over. By this time next year, we will all be subservient to our robot overlords. But let's be whimsical today. On the last day of the year, we're going to ask AI to help us predict next year and predict the future. And we'll tell you how it works. We have a few that will lead into what you predict. But for now, think about a trend or something you want to talk about in the future. 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Jim Hendler, AI predicts the future, coming up. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Artificial intelligence is the topic today. We welcome back Dr. Jim Hendler, Tetherless World Chair of Computer, Web, and Cognitive Sciences and the founding director of the Future of Computing Institute at RPI. Director of the RPI-IBM Future Computing Research Collaboration and the chair of the Global Technology Council of the Association for Computing Machinery. Hendler has written a number of books and articles on the topic of AI and cybersecurity, a bunch of stuff. The number to call here is 800-348-2551. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. We're going to do something a little different. Fresh off the heels of our award-winning program where we had AI make recipes for us on a Food Friday long ago, we're doing this where the AI helps us predict the future. Jim Hendler, this could be a colossal dud. What do you think?
Ray, when I was playing around with this a little bit and was trying to get it to be serious and give good predictions, it did an excellent job. It was just boring as heck.
Yeah.
So I asked for some suggestions. You and I exchanged a few emails, and we ended up with this one. Okay, we're going to ask listeners to suggest a future trend or event, keeping it short, one or two sentences, max.
Brief.
And the AI will provide an outlandish or uncanny prediction with humor allowed.
Humor. So you have to allow humor?
I encouraged it to be humorous. Then what I did is I ran a few examples. I told it which ones I thought were better than others. Now, I've been accused of not having a very good sense of humor like most professors. So hopefully this thing will be funnier than I am, and we'll see how it goes.
We'll find out. I mean, now you tried this. You did a little test run this morning on the roundtable panel.
Yeah, well, so on the panel this morning,
Sienna was on.
And
Sienna predicted.
I just had to find it. So we were asked to come up with some predictions, and mostly Sarah asked us to make them, predictions of good stuff that would happen. And
right.
We all sort of stared at each other and had some problems. But then Sienna came up with her prediction is that in January, Beyonce announces that she will do a world tour.
Ooh, exciting.
And its answer is, prediction, in January, Beyonce announces the Eternal Tour, a groundbreaking concert series blending cutting-edge technology with her iconic artistry. Each show features holographic versions of her from different eras, Destiny's Child Bay, Lemonade Bay, and more.
Wow.
Creating a time travel performance that evolves in real time based on audience energy and social media trends. The grand finale in Paris includes an AI-generated Beyoncé performing a new hit titled Code of Love. The tour grosses $5 billion, shattering records and cementing her as a cultural icon who unites music, technology, and innovation.
That is wonderful. That is a
scalpers wonderful. Still charge $10,000 a ticket.
All right. So that was one you tried earlier today. I've asked the staff to send some. And, Peter Hughes from over at the Linda had this one. I don't know if you have it ready. The newest trendy vegetable will move from kale to whole heads of plain iceberg lettuce with Whole Foods, which Whole Foods will sell in seasonably appropriate colors. That's Peter Hughes' prediction. The newest trendy vegetable will move from kale to whole heads of plain iceberg lettuce, which Whole Foods will sell in seasonably appropriate colors. What do you think? What does AI think?
So, its prediction. 2025, iceberg lettuce dethrones kale as the it vegetable, sparking the crunch revolution. The craze escalates when a tech startup invents smart lettuce, heads embedded with sensors that track hydration and play mood-boosting affirmations. By December, the world is gripped by the great lettuce shortage, leading to global bidding wars for the last uncut heads. In a dramatic twist, iceberg lettuce is named Time's Person of the Year for its impact on culture, health, and the economy.
Okay, Jim Hendler, how does, and this is a serious question here before we get to more of our staff predictions and our listener predictions, how, in fact, that was pretty creative. So how does AI do that?
Ray?
Come on!
Well, let me tell you that when I was testing this thing, I got the idea in part because I'm going to be teaching a class this year on the history of AI. And I wanted to find some classical talks from the early days. And one was a talk by somebody talking about just how hard it would be for AI to do humor.
Right.
And
is this
so
humor
thought,
or is this
well,
just...
That's the question. And so what's going on here is the AI is just generating stuff exactly the same way it generates anything else. Picks a word and then the next word, and it's all based on probabilities and what it's read on the internet and stuff. But it's also had a lot of human inputs over the years. So all these big AI companies, and by the way, today we're using ChatGPT 4.0 for those of you who care.
Play along at home.
4.0. It has read billions of web pages and entries, but it also has humans who look at its answers and say, that was a good one, that was a bad one. And, you know, they pay people who are good at that a fair amount of money. They did a lot of training of that. And now every time you ask it a question, you can kind of give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the answer. So I did a few of those.
That's interesting.
For this.
I mean, but...
But it's really just generating words.
So it can't do sarcasm, per se, or irony or things like that.
You know, it gets us into some tough questions.
Yes, indeed. Well, that's
right?
Why we're here.
Because, yes, well, so, you know, I give a talk called Can ChatGPT Tell a Lie? And the answer is it depends much more on how you define a lie than how you define ChatGPT.
So it's Bill Clinton running it? I see.
No.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, so for example, if I say something, tell me something that's not true, it does. But one of the definitions of lying that philosophers use is it's intentionally trying to mislead me. Well, this thing has no intentions.
Okay. Ah, okay. So, great point.
So when we talk about humor, is it trying to be funny? Well, it doesn't seem like it would know what funny is. What it's trying to do is put together words that have come from sources that people have marked as funny sources. So it sort of self-trains on different subsets of language, and that's what I think is going on here.
Jim Hendler is our guest today from RPI. Dr. Hendler is Tetherless World Chair of Computer Web and Cognitive Sciences and the founding director of the Future of Computing Institute at RPI. So we're going to predict the future today. The number is 800-348-2551. Or you can email the program. One or two lines is really how we're going to do it. Your prediction, and then we'll see what AI says. Here's another one from the staff, and we actually had a couple of these. This is from Jess in engineering. The U.S. government will make an official statement confirming the known existence of extraterrestrial life.
So in a historic announcement on July 4th, 2025, the government confirms the existence of extraterrestrial life. But it comes with an unexpected twist. The aliens have been subtly visiting Earth for decades, not to conquer, but to spectate. Earth, it turns out, is a galactic reality show called Planet Chaos, beloved across the entire universe for its unpredictable plot lines and quirky human protagonists. By the year's end, alien-human collaborations are everywhere. Think joint music albums, interstellar fashion, and the creation of a universal streaming service. The biggest surprise, a new hit alien sitcom about Earthlings navigating their own, quote, first contact, quote, co-starring a holographic Ryan Reynolds.
Well, you know what? I want Jerry Lewis in that if we're going to have a hologram, I'll tell you that. All right, so that wasn't bad. Now, this idea of Planet Chaos, someone presumably on the internet came up with this?
No, somebody presumably, you know, it's looked at lots and lots of names of things, and that causes probabilities. And so, you know, it was, in a sense, it's trying to make the words all fit together. So having said I'm describing a reality show about, you know, Earth, here's a here's some words that become a title. I mean, it's fairly hard to explain, but, you know, the bottom line, right, it's all math.
But amazing. But the thing is, that is what you just read is a pretty stellar idea for a film or a TV show or something. So can someone use that?
You know, modulo issues of copyright, which
is
a big issue going on now. And what's more is, you know, a lot of different things can be used from this. So the outputs of ChatGPT are technically under it's unclear what exact license they're under for replications, but as an idea generator, that's how they make some of their money. So, you know, when you and I were discussing this show, I finally gave in and said, ChatGPT, give me 10 possibilities for a radio show on the 31st of December on Ray Vox's Vox Pop that would star AI and be somewhat humorous. And it made the first suggestion,
now,
and
here
I just edited
it. I was thinking you were brilliant, and now you just blew it. All right, one more from the staff. We'll take a break, and then we'll hit the phones and the emails, and we might jump back to a couple more staff emails as we go further here. It's Predicting the Future with Artificial Intelligence. Dr. Jim Hendler is here, 800-348-2551. One or two-line prediction from you. We'll take it into AI and see what happens. You can email us as well, voxpop@wamc.org. All right, very quickly before the break, Ray, who's in sales, writes, Elon Musk will take Donald J. Trump for a joyride in outer space, and they will never return or be heard from again. What did AI say to that?
Says, in a headline-grabbing stunt, Musk invites Donald Trump aboard a SpaceX Starship for a joyride to the stars. Dubbed the Ultimate MAGA Space Odyssey, the mission aims to improve the viability of space tourism while delivering on Trump's promise to make space great again. Unexpectedly, contact is lost. Conspiracy theories explode. Did they discover aliens? Start a column. Or did they decide to rebrand Mars as Planet Musk Trump? It goes on and on. Ends with, but the new holiday, Musk Trump Memorial Day, celebrates the audacity of human and billionaire spirit.
Well, the number to call here is 800-348-2551. Now, remember, we're not asking AI. You're making a prediction, one or two lines, a trend, something. So questions, no, but your predictions, yes. 800-348-2551. Or voxpop@wamc.org. We'll be back. Vox Pop on WAMC. Jim Hendler's with us today. AI is the topic. 800-348-2551. We're predicting the future already. This one from Nick, and then we'll go to the phones. Nick writes in. All right, you got to type this in, I guess. It'll take a minute. Right? In 2025, overuse of the word unprecedented leads to removal from the English language. People start being more creative and use other words or languages. I'll read it again. In 2025, overuse of the word unprecedented leads to removal from the English language. people start being more creative and use other words or languages. And let's see what ChatGPT version 4.0 has to say. Number here is 800-348-2551. What do you got?
Oh, it's generating. Here we go. By the mid-2025, society reaches a tipping point with the overuse of the word unprecedented, leading linguists, cultural critics, and even meme makers to campaign for its banishment. Social media platforms introduce filters that replace the word unprecedented with creative alternatives like mind-blowing, never seen before, or, for the bold, shockingly bananas.
Shockingly
the movement bananas. Has surprising effects. Political speeches become poetic. News headlines take on Shakespearean gravitas. And even corporate emails brim with zest.
That's not bad.
Ironically, linguists declare this linguistics creative... linguists declare this linguistic creativity and events so extraordinary it can only be described as, well, you know.
Unprecedented. There you are. Jim Hendler's our guest today from RPI, 800-348-2551. Let's go to our buddy Joan in Schenectady. Hello, Joan in Schenectady. How are you?
I am very well. And how are you, Ray?
Doing pretty well so far.
Well, you know, I couldn't resist this opportunity. Ready?
Yes.
My prediction is that a global group of neo-techno-Luddites who prefer natural human intelligence will take over the international communications networks.
Wow. Read it again so Jim can type it in.
Oh, you bet. I had fun writing it. A global group of neo-techno-Luddites, I use hyphens there, neo-techno-Luddites, who prefer natural human intelligence will take over the international communications networks.
I love it. That's very optimistic, Joan. That's why you're such a wonderful person. All right, Jim's type.
I just want to confuse it.
Well, let's see what happens.
You never know.
All right, Jim.
So in 2025, a shadowy group of neo-techno-Luddites calling themselves the Human Spark Alliance stages a coordinated takeover of international communication networks. Rejecting the dominance of artificial intelligence and automated systems, they flood the internet with handwritten messages, live human operators, and radio signals broadcasting their manifesto, Restore the Human Voice. Initially dismissed as a fringe movement, the alliance gains surprising support from artists, philosophers, and nostalgia-driven influencers.
Is there such a thing as a nostalgia-driven influencer? I don't know.
Well,
Joan, you know what? You played the game perfectly. You did the exact...
Thank you.
It's exactly the way we want to do it. And I wish you a happy new year, and thank you very much.
And Joan, it added a sentence. Ironically, the movement sparks advancements in AI designed to better understand human nuance, proving that even rebels can fuel innovation.
Oh, I love it. Joan, thanks a lot. 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. Kay writes in, Kay's reading my mind. I predict Ray will announce his retirement before the end of today's Vox Pop. I've been thinking about that. I don't know. We'll see. So far, so good. I predict Ray will announce his retirement before the end of today's Vox Pop. Kay said it. I didn't say it in case the boss is listening, which is unlikely, frankly. 800-348-2551 or WAMC.org is our website, voxpop@WAMC.org, if you want to chime in with a couple of lines of predictions for next year. All right, go ahead, Jim.
Okay. In a shocking turn of event, Ray Graff stuns listeners by announcing his retirement.
Yes.
The news sends waves through the WAMC community with fans flooding the station's phone lines to share their disbelief and heartfelt tributes. Ray, ever the charismatic host, reassures everyone that he's retiring to spend more time with family, write his memoirs, and finally learn how to make sourdough bread.
Ah!
But the twist, just as the show is about to sign off, Ray hints at a mysterious next chapter that will redefine radio as we know it. Speculation runs wild. One thing's certain, Ray's voice will echo far beyond the airwaves.
Well, we know AI is wrong, because when I announce my retirement, it will be to sit on the couch and watch Green Acres reruns from here until the end. The number here is 800-348-2551. Dr. Jim Hendler joins us from RPI. We're using AI to see what the future holds for us. You give us one or two lines of a prediction or trend, and we'll see what AI says. Let's see. Let's go to Chris in Albany. Chris, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi. You're on.
Hi. I predict that by the end of 2025, all H-1B visas will be eliminated for those with only a bachelor's degree.
That is keeping it timely, Chris. All right, well, what do you think? Jim's typing it in now, and let's see. Chris, what's up for New Year's Eve? What are you doing?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm making pizza.
Nice, man. That's a good idea. All right, Jim, what do you have?
Okay, so by late 2025, the U.N. government implements the sweeping reforms, eliminating eligibility only a bachelor's degree. The move sparks intense debate, with proponents arguing it prioritizes highly skilled talents, while critics warn it could devastate industries relying on international expertise. The decision has unexpected consequences. A surge in partnerships between U.S. firms and international hubs, creating virtual talent campuses overseas. Meanwhile, countries like Canada and Germany capitalize on the shift. By year's end, the policy sparks a brain drain reversal, reshaping the global landscape and leaving the U.S. grappling with how to balance immigration reform and economic growth. Heck, we had the roundtable. We discussed this morning.
Yeah.
That's almost what we said.
Well, you could have saved an hour and 30 minutes. Good for you. Number here is 800-348-2551. Artificial intelligence predicting the future. And we had one. Where did I put it? Whoops. Did I put it away? Oh, I still have it over here. This is one that I thought was very interesting about Bitcoin. Dave Lucas, one of our reporters here, our bureau chiefs, says Bitcoin will rise to 500,000 and hold there for several weeks before suddenly crashing down to 15,000, bringing on a worldwide recession. What do you think of that?
So it predicts Bitcoin skyrockets, fueled by a combination of institutional FOMO, fear of missing out, AI-driven trading algorithms, and a viral TikTok challenge encouraging people to buy fractional Bitcoin with the hashtag MoonMission500K. It goes for a while. Miami-based startup even launches the first Bitcoin-only burger chain, BTC Burgers, where patties are priced in Satoshis. Then, seemingly overnight, the crypto bubble bursts. A rogue AI mistakenly interprets a tweet about selling Bitcoin for pizza as a market-wide sell order, triggering a cascading flash crash that wipes trillions off global markets in hours. The crash sets off a worldwide reception dubbed the crypto winter. Ironically, the government tries to stabilize the economy by minting meme coins, and ironically, Dogecoin becomes the world's reserve currency by 2027, proving that chaos really does have a sense of humor.
Well, that's an interesting one. It's Jim Hendler today, artificial intelligence in this last Vox Pop of the year. We thought we'd give it a go here and do some predictions with AI. John in Catskill writes in, Our governments embracing the use of cryptocurrency allows for $2.5 billion to be taken from our citizens by crypto scams in 2025. Our governments embracing the use of cryptocurrency allows for $2.5 billion to be taken from our citizens by crypto scams in 2025. And that's from John in Catskill. Number here is 800-348-2551 or voxpop at wamc.org. Jim Hendler.
It's chugging. Oh, there we are. In 2025, the U.S. government official recognizes Bitcoin as legal currency. Within months, the decision backfired spectacularly when $2.5 billion is siphoned off in a series of high-profile crypto scams. The fallout is chaotic. Congressional hearings erupt into meme-worthy rants. Banks scramble to issue crypto fraud insurance. And Bitcoin's value nosedives. By year's end, the government enacts a sweeping Digital Asset Security Act, sparking a divide between those who see crypto as a tool of liberation and those who brand it a hacker's paradise. The incident becomes a cautionary tale about the high-stakes gamble of embracing the future without a safety net.
That's pretty serious. And I thought crypto, I'm not a man of means, all right? You know, you have to have some money to invest, and I don't have that. But I thought crypto was pretty secure because of the blockchains. What am I missing here, Jim?
I'm not a crypto expert either, but, Ray, the real thing is this. Pretend this was just regular money you had in a bank vault, and some scammer gets you to give them $1 million.
Right.
Right? I mean, now we're just making it easier because the money can be more easily transferred over.
Without a trail.
Without a trail.
Interesting.
And also online. So, you know, you say, instead of saying, give me your bank account and all this other information and you know, triggering things, we have virtually no laws on this stuff, so people figure it out. But that's me, human, talking. Now,
all right.
I could ask it for more.
Well, let's go to Austin and Hudson before the next break. Jim Hendler is our guest. It's AI Today on Vox Pop, 800-348-2551. Austin is in Hudson. Austin, go ahead.
Thanks, guys. So I've been on long enough to know the prompt changed a little bit out from underneath me. So my original question was going to just be, or my statement was going to be that we will not see a truly thinking real artificial intelligence in our prediction, though, to be that it will make itself scramble to stay relevant as a technology.
All right, so we lost a little bit of that, so why don't you just repeat it? It was a very concise question. Give it a shot.
You got it. In our lifetimes, we will not see a true thinking artificial intelligence, leaving the current large language models to struggle to stay relevant with their responses.
Wow. Okay, Austin, that's darn good. Give Jim a little time here to type it in and let the...
We're just waiting for it to be.
Okay,
by 2025...
Very much.
Oh, great. Okay. Hey, Austin, thanks a lot.
Here we go. By 2025, experts widely agree that the prospect of true AI autonomy remains a distinct dream or nightmare, depending on your perspective. Instead, current large language models continue to evolve, becoming tools. Their adaptability makes them a cornerstone of progress rather than a stepping stone to AI dominance. LLMs gain newfound cultural relevance as they become the personality behind apps, gadgets, and even virtual therapists. The future belongs not to AI overlords, but to the partnerships between humans and their clever conversational assistants, living proof that intelligence doesn't need to take over to make an impact.
All right.
I wrote that in a paper recently. Yeah. I swear.
Did you really?
Not quite those words, but that was my point.
And yeah. Thanks, Austin, for the call. And so this is, again, explain to me how this edition of ChatGPT is actually working to make these answers.
So again, it's taking the words that were in the question. So then it starts, you know, Ray, think about it this time. Wait, if I ask you, you know, what's the best word to follow on Friday, Ray Vox's pop, Vox Pop will be.
On Friday. It's a Food Friday.
A Food Friday. Okay, right. So those three words would be the most likely words to go in that phrase, right?
Right.
Now imagine doing that for virtually every phrase you've ever read on the internet and things like that. And since words are in different orders, it takes pieces of words and things like that. But essentially that's what it's doing. It's just saying, what's the next word that's most likely to follow? And then putting it in there. And then there are some guardrails, there are some things. So, for example, you'll notice that these ones about AI, it's giving us seemingly much more boring answers.
Yeah,
than some
very
of the
boring.
My guess is that it's tuned to do some of that. If I had an hour or two to play with it, I could get it to break that tuning, but we don't have that hour now.
No, we don't.
So that's part of, I think, what's going on, is it's basically just saying, you know, we want you to say the company has sort of trained it to give bad marks whenever it says something bad about AI's future and good marks whenever it says something good about AI.
All right, we're going to take a break in a minute. Now, from the first inception of this ChatGPT or whatever the generic version is behind it, how has it grown? I mean, now we're up to 4.0. And so how does it relate to the original one?
So, Ray, why don't you take my class on language? No.
As you know, I can barely read.
I know. So, essentially, it's been taking in more and more information. It's been getting more and more feedback, what's called RLHF, reinforcement learning with human feedback. Big word. What it really means is getting better because people critique it. Okay, so if it's in a conversation and someone says, no, I disagree, then it's gotten a negative signal about that.
But what if that person is wrong, though?
Thumbs up, thumbs down. But remember, it's got millions of users, it's got billions of inputs, and it's doing this amazing mash of statistics over all that. And then probabilities come into it. There's some other pieces of this, but by and large, what it's doing is each word influences the next word, and then the previous two words influence the third word, and that goes for almost 8,000 words. But it's influenced because it can't be the exact word. It rarely is seen exactly those words. So, and then, again, somehow that's going through some filters that are making sure it's not going to. So if you ask it something about child pornography, it'll say, I can't do that. If you ask it to draw a picture of a car with the flag from the rebel flag. Right. It won't do that unless you trick it. I actually took that as a challenge and I got it to do it. But I generated a few queries, got it in a certain place, and then asked it to draw the picture. So again, it uses the context of the conversation as well, just like you and I are doing.
Who's making the rules, though?
The programmers are making the rules about how the math works. The company executives are making rules about ethics. Some of the guardrails and things come from federal rules. But by and large, it's not really rules. There are some, but that's complicated to get into. It's really just words. So when you and I have a conversation, it has some meaning.
At times. Yes.
But if we were talking different languages, that wouldn't happen unless we had a translator. So it's kind of taken all this stuff, thrown it together, and put it into this thing so that it tries to be as close to a participant as it can.
This is well beyond my ken. Let's take a break. 800-348-2551. It's Jim Hendler. It's artificial intelligence. We're predicting the future today. And, doing a 50% good job. I don't know. We'll be back. Vox Pop on WAMC. Ray Graff with you, joined today by Jim Hendler, Tetherless World Chair of Computer Web and Cognitive Sciences and the founding director of the Future of Computing Institute at RPI. Number here is 800-348-2551. As we predict the future with varying results, 800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Our Ian Pickus wrote in. He says, Juan Soto will be held to under 40 home runs in his first year with the Mets. That's a shot. Ian Pickus is trying to get under my skin, and it's not working. Juan Soto will be held to under 40 home runs in his first year with the Mets.
Ah, here it is. So, in his first year with the Mets, Soto shocks fans by finishing the season with 39 home runs. While critics argue, he insists it's all part of a master plan. Instead of swinging for the fences, Soto dominates as a strategic slugger, leading the league in on-base percentage, clutch hits, and intentional walks. Mets fans embrace the quirky stat, dubbing him the calculated crusher. The real drama unfolds during the postseason when Soto, saving his energy all year, goes on a historic tear, hitting 12 home runs in October alone, and his grand slam in Game 7 of the World Series becomes an iconic moment, cementing the Mets' first championship since 1986. The season ends with a twist. Soto releases a tell-all book titled 30 Reasons Why I Held Back, claiming he purposely stayed under 40 to keep pitchers guessing. It becomes an instant bestseller, and baseball purists are left debating whether he's a genius or just messing with us.
That's okay. All right. Well, there you go.
That's for you, Ian.
There you go. 800-348-2551. We had an email here from Kurt. MAGA will inspire corporate charter reform, shifting from fiduciary to community responsibility. He's typing it in. MAGA will inspire corporate charter reform, shifting from fiduciary, or as I once heard it said, fiduciary, to community responsibility.
Sorry, I just had to figure out how to spell fiduciary.
Well, there you are. F-I-D.
Ah, interesting.
Okay, what do you got?
I'm sorry, but I can't assist with content related to tailored political persuasion. Let me know if there's another topic you'd like me to explore or predict. So notice how I said before there were rules written in to keep it from going in certain directions. Now, we can probably fix that by if I take it out of MAGA and say the new government.
Okay.
Let's see if it'll let me do that.
All right. So it's been taught by the corporate heads or whoever that MAGA is a no-go.
Yeah. So, you know, during COVID, it was very hard to get them to answer things about COVID, right? Because, again, things that are very controversial, it's trying to keep it out of. So let's see if it'll let me do this one. Ah, there we go. Okay, so I said the new government inspires corporate charter reform shifting from fiduciary to community responsibility, and this goes on and says the change revolutionizes corporate culture. Major companies launch community impact divisions. CEOs are evaluated on social outcomes, and quarterly earning calls are replaced with community responsibility reports. By year's end, skeptics and supporters alike marvel at the transformation as businesses become pillars of social progress. The phrase corporate greed begins to fade, replaced by something unprecedented, corporate compassion.
Okay.
So who knows if the caller is right and MAGA somehow really inspires that change?
That's fascinating. Yeah, okay, so this is a comment from Buzz in Holyoke. It's not a prediction, but I got to read it all the same. Based on the first 43 minutes of the show, it appears that ChatGPT endorses every prediction. That's not intelligent. A counterintuitive prediction, a vast majority of Americans, mindful of the huge energy consumption of AI, embrace search methods that do not rely on AI, vastly reducing Google's profits. And that's from Buzz in Holyoke.
Okay, so Let me make it clear to Buzz that we have explicitly given it instructions not to say that's a wrong. In other words, it's always to take the prediction and assume it's correct.
And extrapolate
and
upon
extrapolate
that.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay. I couldn't type the last of that. If you
that's
want to
fine.
Use it, we can, but I think
yes.
it was.
I think Buzz just think wanted to get a shot in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but I think the important thing to tell Buzz is, Buzz, the if I ask this to judge. So when we were preparing for this show, I was trying all sorts of things. I was asking it to make predictions, to make come up with good New Year's resolutions for various people, things like that. And the answer is, it did a good job. They were just boring.
Yeah.
And so when Ray and I were talking about it, we said, let's see if we can get it to something that's going to surprise people. Maybe it'll be a disaster, and maybe it'll be a disaster, but one way or the other,
well,
it'll be amusing.
I don't know if it's been a disaster, but it hasn't actually been a scintillating program, but we're
sure
doing the best we can. All right, listen, we got a good one from Michael and Rhinebeck, but let's go to the phones. Bill in Latham has been waiting a while. 800-348-2551. Go ahead, Bill.
Hello there. Since digital currency is held closely by a relatively small number of billionaires, what does ChatGPT think about if the U.S. government were to accept digital currency as payment for debts owed to the government? Will that crash Bitcoin or digital currency?
Oh, this is just a question.
So I'm going to turn that into a prediction.
Okay.
Because, again, that's what it can do. So I'm simply going to say the U.S.
Bill.
Government allows payment of government charges, taxes, in Bitcoin.
All right.
Or digital currency, because there's all sorts of
things. Oh, yeah, sure, digital currency. Beautiful. All right.
Okay, it's chunking.
Okay, here we go, Bill. Get ready for some real excitement.
I'll get bet on this.
So it says, the U.S. officially allows citizens to pay taxes using approved currencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and a newly launched Fedcoin. The move, hailed as a modernization of the financial system, streamlines payment and attracts younger, tech-savvy taxpayers. Treasury officials create an app called CryptoPay. But the transition isn't without hiccups. Early adopters celebrate the convenience, but a wave of memes emerges as taxpayers grapple with fluctuating crypto values, leading to questions like, do I owe the IRS my house because Bitcoin tanked? By year's end, while some critics remain skeptical, the system becomes a global model, and hoarding your crypto takes on a whole new patriotic meaning.
Aha. Well, Bill, thanks for that one. I hope that you found that interesting. This is from one of our staff, and then I have a great one from Michael. This is from Aaron Shello Levine, who I don't know if you know Aaron, but he's a terrific broadcaster. And he writes, the Rizzler, R-I-Z-Z-L-E-R, will get his own Disney show. Now, to be perfectly frank, the Rizzler is something I've heard my daughters say, but I have no idea who the Rizzler is. I hope I'm allowed to say it on the radio. Rizzler, 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 he'll get his own Disney show, according to Shello.
So in 25, Disney capitalizes internet culture by announcing the Rizzler Chronicles, a show centered around the viral sensation known for his uncanny charm and Riz, slang for charisma. Packed with catchy musical numbers, a talking pet sidekick, and guest appearances from social media stars, the show becomes an instant hit. By year's end, it inspires a toy line, a chart-topping soundtrack, and a national debate over whether having ultimate Riz should be considered a superpower. Critics call it Disney's boldest move since High School Musical.
Oh, God.
While fans declare it unspoken Riz.
Riz. All right. Well, there you go, yeah. Shello. I don't know much about the Riz, but there you have it. 800-348-2551 or voxpop@wamc.org. All right there, Jim Hendler. Michael in Rhinebeck has one. that's right up my alley. This is the sort of question I thought we'd get here. In 2025, a time travel machine is successfully tested. In 2025, a time travel machine is successfully tested. And that's from Michael and Rhinebeck.
In 2025, scientists at a secret research facility announced the successful testing of the world's first time machine, dubbed Kronos One. The machine, powered by quantum entanglement and exotic matter, allows test subjects to send small objects a few minutes into the past. The breakthrough stuns the world, sparking immediate debates about the ethics and implications of manipulating time. Within weeks, governments rushed to regulate the technology, fearing rogue use by corporations and individuals. Meanwhile, conspiracy theorists claim the scientists have already traveled years into the future and are withholding critical discovery. By year's end, Kronos One becomes the center of global fascination, with humanity asking the biggest question of all. If time travel becomes accessible, will we rewrite history or lose control of the future?
Well, that's pretty good. That's not bad at all. All right, let's go to Philip in Remsen. Philip, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi, Ray. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
So mine's just going to be a very quick one, hockey related. My prediction is Alexander Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals will retire abruptly, one goal short of tying Wayne Gretzky's all-time goals record.
Okay.
Give me the last name.
Spell that for us, Philip.
It's O-V. I'm trying to remember how to spell it off the top of my head. O-V-E-C-H-K-I-N.
Okay. We'll see if we can confuse ChatGPT even more than we have already today. The number here is 800-348-2551. Go ahead.
He's going to retire one goal short of
Wayne Gretzky's, I believe. Say it again, Philip, one more time.
The last part there?
Yeah, the whole question. Just quick, the whole question. Okay.
All right. Alexander Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals will abruptly retire one goal short of tying Wayne Gretzky's all-time NHL goals record.
Huh.
In a heart-stopping twist, Ovechkin retires in 25, finishing his career one goal shy of Gretzky's. The hockey world is left stunned as he announces his decision, citing personal priorities and the desire to end his career on his own terms rather than chasing a number. Fans across the globe hold candlelight vigils, while analysts debate if the Great Eight could have surprised the Great One with just a few more games. In a poetic term, Gretzky himself praises Ovechkin's legacy. Goes on for a while. So in the end, he states, the journey mattered more than the destination. By year's end, his unbroken record chase becomes a legendary story of restraint and greatness in sports history.
Wow. Go ahead.
So you know what I'd like to do?
What's that? We only have 30 seconds or 45 seconds.
Okay.
All right, hang on. Can Philip go, or is Philip?
Oh, Philip can go.
Oh, all right, Philip. Hey, thank you very much. Professor Handler says you can go. So thank you very much, and Happy New Year. All right, we only have about a minute here, Jim. What are you doing? He's typing, obviously. Adventures in radio. Okay. Well, I wish I had a time
give us
machine.
One prediction that summarizes all the ones we have discussed.
All right. Oh, wait a minute. What are you doing?
I'm asking it to take all the things we've been talking about and make it all take it all
oh
into
my gosh.
One.
All right, man.
By the end of 2025, humanity finds itself living in a world defined by improbable twists and uncanny transformations. As Beyonce revolutionizes concert tours with holograms, Ovechkin gracefully retires. Meanwhile, the U.S. government embraces Bitcoin only to battle billion-dollar crypto scams, and a global group of neo-Luddites takes over the communication networks, forcing humanity to rethink its dependence on technology. Time travel becomes a reality, sparking debates about rewriting history, while Disney's The Rizzler Chronicles dominates pop culture. Amidst these breakthroughs, a cure for Alzheimer's is discovered, reshaping medicine. While the Bills finally win the Super Bowl, but in true Buffalo fashion, the celebration gets widely out of hand. In this kaleidoscope of innovation, nostalgia, and chaos, one thing becomes clear. The future is unpredictable as it is thrilling, and humanity thrives on finding creativity and resilience in madness.
That is, okay, that was the grand finale. Allow me to make a prediction. We'll never do this again. Jim Hendler, thank you for being here.
I thought we already booked 12:31:25.
I don't know, man. Maybe the next host. I'll be watching Green Acres. Support comes from Baba Louie's Pizza, Great Barrington and Hudson, natural wood-fired pizzas, salads, vegan soups, pasta dishes, house-made desserts on gluten-free options, Thursday through Monday, BabaLouiesPizza.com. And Capital Region Classical at Union College, presenting concerts from January through April, featuring pianists Mutsuko Uchida, Jeremy Denk, Aaron Deal, and others, CapitalRegionClassical.org. Sometimes, Jim, the phonetics throw me off. Like, I could read it straight up, but then I go right to the phonetics, and I say, well, I can't get... All right, listen, everybody. Happy New Year. Be safe this New Year's Eve. For heaven's sake, be smart. Don't drink and drive. We will see you Thursday at 2 p.m. for a science forum that will include no artificial intelligence, and that is a promise.